Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
How about that, folks? Jim is not here today. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and that was the wrong announce. But, you know, that happens in live radio. What can I tell you? I am Doug Llewellyn. It's a pleasure to be back with you, and I'm really excited because Barbara Hardy is back with us. As those of you who have been listening to our conversations with Barbara know that she has been with us through much of August, and she is going to continue being with us on Mondays through most of September, through much of September. So she'll miss Labor Day, but other than that, she's going to be here. She is a fascinating, fascinating lady. She's the founder of Angel Connections. She's based in Massachusetts, and she helps people solve the challenges they are experiencing in their life with input from the angelic realm. Let me explain a little bit. Now, first off, this is really serious. Barbara has a 30-year career that she spent in the corporate world. She is definitely on the level. And she discovered through meditation that she was able to connect with the angelic kingdom. And today, she helps her clients connect with their spiritual self as well as what she calls their heavenly helpers, and that includes guardian angels, angels, archangels, spirit guides, and ascended masters. Barbara points out life gets a lot less complicated and more peaceful when you have a connection with God and with the angelic realm. And as a result, she has lots of clients that come to her. They want help. And not only that, I mean, Barbara is able to help them. Barbara does readings for them. She is very psychic. This is something that she has developed. She also offers a lot of interesting workshops on a wide variety of spiritual topics. And we'll talk about some of those today. Another thing we want to cover a little bit today is the angels' power to heal, help you heal. There is a lot to that, and Barbara's going to go into that a little bit today. We have a guest who's been holding on for a long time that she would love to talk to Barbara. Barbara's going to say hi to her, answer a question or two. So let's get with it. Barbara Hardy, again, from Tallinn, Massachusetts. And, Barbara, it's a delight to have you back with us. Welcome. Welcome back to CUTV News Radio. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm fine, and it's a delight to be here.
Well, good. Good. That makes us equal. Even on this day, this very special day, because
of
the
eclipse
going all across the country. That may date this show, but anyway, that's when we're doing it. It's Eclipse Monday. Tell me a little bit about, people wonder about how angels can help people who are suffering, who are healing from a variety of things. You've seen this in action. You've helped people make those connections with their angels. And as you point out, we all have angels around us. And let me just throw some questions at you and you respond back again. When we talk about having angels around us, are they around us all the time or just when we need them?
Our guardian angels are around us 24/7. But they call in. If we're in a situation where we need help outside of what they are responsible for, they will call in the proper angel to come forward to help us. That's only in a life or death situation. However, if we're asking, if we're reaching up, even if we're saying, oh, dear God, please help me with this, and you're just throwing a comment out there, you won't really expect help. But by saying, dear God, please help me, the angels will come forward and help you in any way that they can.
And they can help, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. But again, the secret is we have to ask because, you know, the gift of God, of free will that God gave us, I don't look at it as a gift because it's what gets us into trouble when we can make up our own mind and make our decisions. So, but if we ask for their help, they can definitely help us. And I think I had mentioned to you in one of the previous shows that last April I fell and I fractured my shoulder on the right side, broke my arm right off completely. It went over a half an inch. Broke my foot and my toes, all on my right side. So the doctor said that it was going to be 6 months before I would be able to get up and really get around on my own power and drive and all of that stuff. And I said, no, I got things to do. He says, doesn't matter. You can think what you want, but it's going to take 6 months. In 2 months, I was up driving and walking and doing what I had, but I have this secret. I deal with the angels. I didn't tell my doctor that, but I do deal with the angels. So they had given me, and I had already put it on CD, this Healing with the Angels. And what it is that I do it at night when I'm in bed. But you ask your higher self, that's the God part, spirit part of you on the other side, you ask your higher self to bring you up a pillar of light as you sleep. So it's your soul that is going. Your soul goes to the other side every single night anyway for relief. So you ask your higher self to bring your soul energy up the pillar of light into the 12th dimension, and there's a healing chamber there, and there's healing angels, there's the archangels, and there's the Arcturians. Now, the Arcturians we would consider ETs, but they are from the star Arcturus, and they're way more advanced than we are here on Earth, and God has commissioned them during this particular time in Earth's history to help us with our healing, but there again we have to ask for it. So every single night I ask my higher self to bring me up in that healing chamber, and that's what got me healed in 2 months instead of 6.
You know, you just mentioned something that a lot of people may wonder what you're referring to. And when you talk about your spirit going to the other side at night, what do you mean by that? What is the other side?
To the heavenly realm, because it's too confining to have the soul in the human body. You know, the soul energy is free spirit, and while we sleep, it kind of has vacation time. It goes to the other side and then comes back in, and I was able to experience that firsthand, because when I was in the rehab center, and I asked my higher self to take me up into the healing chamber in the 12th dimension, when the nurse would come in and she was going to either give me a pill or take my temperature, or they even came in at 5 o'clock in the morning to weigh me. but anyway, when a nurse would come into my room to do something, I felt like I was falling all over again. I thought, don't tell me this is going to be a nightmare issue for me, this fall that I had. But what it wasn't, it was my soul coming back into the physical body at a very fast rate. So I had the sensation that I was falling, but it wasn't. It was just re-entry into the body. So everybody's soul goes to the other side every single night while they're sleeping.
What does it do there?
Well, it visits a soul group family. Now, just this past weekend, I was visiting a friend of mine, and she lost her son a few years ago, and they had a really, really close relationship. And she asked me to do a reading for her. And when in that reading, it came out that she, during sleep time, she was traveling to the other side, and she was teaching new souls that were going to be coming into Earth some of the information that she is very expertise at. So she was feeling like she wasn't doing anything. Well, she wasn't doing anything here on Earth, but she was doing her work on the other side at night as she slept. So this is why they gave her a break, and her angels weren't guiding her to do any of her regular work during the daytime, because her body needed to rest during the daytime because her soul was busy at night. This is very common for me.
I know some people who are listening, you know, may be wondering, well, by the way, the 12th dimension, what is the 12th dimension? I'm sure some people are wondering what you mean by that.
Okay, well, there's 12 dimensions associated with the planet Earth, and then when you get beyond the 12th dimension, you're in another galaxy. So the 12th dimension is the highest dimension for planet Earth. So the consciousness that we're in right now is the 4th dimension. We're moving up into the 5th dimension. But to go up into the 12th dimension, you're getting really powerful energy up there. But the soul part of us is what carries the pain vibration. So for the soul to go to the other side to experience healing from powerful healing sources of light, it brings that energy back into the physical body. and then it kind of like grows and expands. So like I said, with the broken bones that I had, I could, just one trip up there wasn't going to do it for me. I needed to do it. I think it was 6 to 8 weeks that I was going up in the healing chamber every night. And then I didn't have to have surgery on the two bones that the doctor wanted to operate on.
And when you say you're going up there, you're talking about your soul going up there.
My
is
soul
right?
energy. My physical body
yeah.
is sleeping, and this is why it's good
right.
to do it while you're sleeping, because it goes up there anyway. But you just visit other, you know, maybe deceased loved ones. And my friend that I visited, even though she was working on the other side, teaching classes to new souls coming in. And I don't know if you've noticed it with the young people in your family, but the young ones coming in now, they're all knowing. I mean, they don't have to learn a lot of things. My granddaughter, she would say things to me, and she was 3-4 years old. I say, honey, how do you know that? She'd shrug her shoulders. I don't know. It was just already in her, and she had the knowledge before she was even born. And it just came out when the time was right, and she had no way of knowing how she knew it. So that's what's happening, you know, over there now. They're coming, when they're born, they don't have to learn a lot of things. They already know them, like people who know how to play the piano or these computer people. I am so foreign to computers.
Computer people.
With the young kids coming in, they know it like the back of their
yeah.
hand.
Computer people. That's funny.
Right, yeah.
I'm amazed that you have so much knowledge about this, because you're talking about things that most people know nothing about. I tell you what, I don't want to make her hold on any longer. There's a lady
okay.
named Wendy from Sacramento,
okay.
California, who has been holding on for quite a while to talk to you. So we're going to bring Wendy on. Wendy from California. Wendy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Okay,
Mr.
Wendy.
Llewellyn.
You're on the air with Barbara Hardy. You said you wanted to ask her a question or two. What would you like to talk to Barbara about? Because she's on with you.
Barbara.
Hi,
Barbara,
Wendy.
Hi. What a blessing to meet you. Thank you. I started to work as a direct hire for a major medical insurance company in their call center on July the 5th, and they had difficulty getting me into their database, but they finally did, so I lost a lot of training time. They refused to start me fresh, but then I got a little creative, and I'm on a brief window of ADA so that I can address that. That's been addressed, and I anticipate they're going to call me back probably next month. However, last Thursday, I had an hour-long telephone interview with another medical insurance company that I've been trying to get on with for 4 years, and similar occupation, pays more. I should hear something before the end of the week. Next step would be an in-person interview, and they pay more. But most important to me is comfort and longevity. The first part of the name of this insurance company that I interviewed with on Thursday starts with United. The name of the company that I'm currently with starts with Centene. Where is the comfort and longevity going to come in?
Well, when you were talking, before you even mentioned the second interview, I was getting that, Spirit was putting blocks in your path with that, because it wasn't meant for you to be there. So my gut feeling, what my guides are telling me, is that as far as longevity goes, I think if you go with the United company, that's going to be in your highest best interest. But you have free will, so you can make the decision depending upon the interview that you have, how you feel. They always say go with your heart, because that's where the soul resides. And if you feel good in your heart with a situation, then that means that's good. You need to go with it. And if you're not feeling comfortable, or challenges start coming up, that's usually a sign that spirit is putting blocks up to direct you away from that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Does that help, Wendy?
Wendy,
I don't want to get too personal, but does that help, that bit of information?
Somewhat. I'm not quite sure whether she was saying the one that I interviewed for on Thursday is the best one to go for longevity, or the one that I have now?
United is the one they're saying is in your highest best interest.
United Health Group. Okay.
You just said United, so that's what they were going with.
That's it. All right. Well, that's kind of interesting. Now, you know, that's interesting. That's Wendy from California. Hopefully you were of help to her. I know, Barbara, we haven't really talked about this a lot, but you go on cruises and you do readings for people on cruise ships, right?
Yes.
Is this the kind of thing that you get approached with all the time? People come and asking you, am I going to fall in love with so-and-so? Or is this the guy for me? You know, am I going to get this job? Or should I buy that house? Or whatever, you know?
Yes, this is the type of questions they go, but it's funny because, you know, usually if it's a relationship and they have a choice of two different individuals, I just ask for the first name, and then Spirit will say by the first name, you know, which would be the better choice. But, again, everybody has free will. But I told some girl, she was separated from her husband, and she wanted to get back. And she said, what does Spirit have to say? And I said, you know what? You have free will. You can go back. But if you go back, I'll give you a written guarantee. The same exact thing is going to happen that happened to you to be separated to begin with. And she said, oh, well, she went, and her free will brought her in the direction of bringing her back into his life, and it ended worse than the first time. So, again, I can only give information that Spirit gives to them because they can see ahead of time, you know, what the outcome's going to be, but everybody has to decide. But I think she needed to have that second experience in order for her to decide that, okay, it's time for me to move on.
Yeah. Are the angels, were they just helping you do this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it the angel, or was this your psychic ability?
No, this was the angels. I call them in. I call them in before I do a show or do a reading or do a lecture. I don't stand there alone. I would fail if I stood on my own.
and they're telling you what they foresee.
Yeah, because when she first started talking about, you know, the blocks and them not letting her do this and that, you know, I was being guided that she's not meant to be there. And so then when she mentioned the other company, they went with whatever the United was. That's the one that they went with.
Let me ask you another question. This is kind of interesting because what I'm wondering is, do you find that they are normally right in what they tell you to tell people?
Yes, if there's a misunderstanding, it would be on my part. Like if they don't give me enough information and I draw my own conclusion, that could be wrong. But I had another girl call me, and she had a situation in her female organs, and she had gone to the doctor, and the doctor told her, there's no problem, don't worry, you know, just go home. Well, she continued to experience pain. So she called me, and I said, well, you know, I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you what's wrong. And so she said, I know, but he told me everything was okay, but why am I still in pain? So, again, my guides do not give me either financial or medical advice because I'm not qualified to say that. And but anyway, what they said was to tell her to go get a second opinion because there was a situation that needed to be addressed right away. And so I gave her that message. She went, she got a second opinion, and sure enough, she had a tumor that needed to be removed. So
wow.
I didn't give her medical advice. I just directed her to a different medical professional to give her the help that she needed.
Exactly. Well, I want to point out for those people who may have tuned in late, we're talking to Barbara Hardy. She is her practice is called Angel Connections. She's based in Tolland, Massachusetts. And Barbara conducts a lot of props. She's written a lot of books. She has CDs that are available. And she conducts programs. She has a lot of programs. And you can find all of this information on her website, which is angelconnections.com. Now, Barbara, let me ask you a couple of things about some of these programs. They all have fascinating titles. And just tell me a little bit, for those people who aren't familiar with you and with what you do, what these kind of programs are. And when I say a program, I'm not sure what I mean by that. I mean, I know you do workshops, but for example, you do programs based on, number one, on meditation. What happens in that, and how do you do that? Is this in person? Is this
a classroom type setting, and meditation is the first step in order to be able to connect with the angels. So it's just learning people to quiet the mind and the body. And quieting the body is much easier than quieting the mind because we've got that monkey chatter that goes on all the time. So it's just a matter of practicing different techniques to be able to quiet the mind.
So for somebody who's listening right now who might want to, you know, get involved in one of these programs or attend one of them, how would they do that? You're in Massachusetts. Do you have to go or do you travel around the country or do they come to you?
Well, usually if someone calls and they have a group or an organization that they want me to come out and speak to their group, yes, I definitely go. I do usually very well in Chicago. I didn't sign up for this year, but the hypnosis conference, the Mid-America Hypnosis Conference, I usually lecture out there, and I'm a vendor. I do readings and sell my products. But, you know, I'm willing to go anywhere within the U.S. if somebody can put a group together. In my local area in New England and even sometimes in New York, I will put programs together and then just put an advertisement out. So if they sign up on my website to be on my email list, they'll get a notification whenever I'm going to be doing something, where, and all the nine yards about it. Okay. Hello?
Because Barbara is so fascinating. She's such an extraordinary woman to talk to, and she has so many great stories of how she's helped people. I hope she can get back in. Now, wait a minute. Here, she slid up again. Let's see if this is Barbara. Barbara, are you there?
Yes. I don't know what happened. I was talking to myself when I asked you something. You didn't answer me.
Well, you were talking to yourself because we didn't hear all of that. Let me go back again. I was asking you, with these various programs, how do people take advantage of them? If you look on your website, you have all these great different programs. I was asking you, are they in person with you in Massachusetts, or do you go to various cities and conduct the programs? How does it work?
Well, I do go to various cities if I'm invited. If someone has a group or they can pull a group together, I'll definitely go out and do a lecture for them or a combination. It could be over, you know, a weekend or just, you know, one day. But, yes, I do go out. I've done a lot in Chicago and, you know, I've done a lot in New England. However, recently I haven't been scheduling anything, but if anyone wants something, all they have to do is let me know, and I'll see about what I can do.
All right. Let me ask you about one or two of these various programs and get you to explain a little bit about what happens on them.
Okay.
There are at least five or six that you do. You have a program called Connecting with Your Angels. Obviously, that's pretty self-explanatory. Then you have a program called Healing with Your Angels. Tell me a little bit about that, Healing with Your Angels.
Okay, well, we do a couple of different meditations. I first do a little one where I bring them into the garden, and there's angels that gather, and they direct healing energy to the individuals. And then the more massive one is that pillar of light one that I told you that I did in order to help heal my broken bones so I could get up quicker than the doctor said I could. But also, you know, I mentioned that, you know, we have to keep in mind that God created the human body, and it came equipped with self-healing mechanism within it. God did not create doctors special when he first created humanity. He just created humans. But it was our fears and our beliefs that interfered with that automatic healing process within our bodies. So that's when we needed the medical community to step in. So people started to learn to be doctors and medical practitioners. So that's now, it's like what we depend on 100%. Although the alternative methods, I know Hartford Hospital has their own wing, which is alternative methods of healing, so that if people want that instead of the traditional, they have a choice, which is a good thing. But anyway, I bring up that. And also something to keep in mind as far as healing is our thoughts create our reality. And so whatever you're thinking, whether it's positive or negative, you're attracting that to you. So the people who say, "Oh, if I did, there was, you know, if there wasn't bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all." That's they're attracting bad luck all the time. But so if you think positive and think healthy, it's wonderful. And we need to know that the symptoms of pain, discomfort, and illness are the body's way of letting us know that something's wrong. So a lot of people, you know, if the pain isn't very severe, they put up with it and they ignore it until it gets to the point they can't stand it anymore. Then they seek medical attention. But,
well, as I understand it, in this program, you teach the clients who come to see you to learn the procedures for hands-on and remote healing,
right.
and you teach them how to experience a powerful healing exercise with, as you put it, energy from the ninth dimension. That's all part
right.
of that program, right?
It is.
I mean, that
is.
Sounds fascinating.
And the remote healing is wonderful because you can heal someone. I'm in Massachusetts, and I've healed people in California. I've healed people in other countries. All they have to do is let me know, you know, that they need help. And I, you know, the remote, because it's, again, your thoughts create your reality. So my thoughts connect with a person's higher self that needs the help. I bring in my own angelic guidance, which is Jesus, Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, and the Ascended Masters. I bring in them. So they do the healing work. It's just that I put out the requests for it. And the hands-on healing, because I'm a minister, in order to be ordained, I had to be a medium and I had to be a healer. Otherwise, you don't get ordained in the spiritualist church. So I came equipped with knowing how to do that. But I find that just asking, again, I had a couple, we were going on vacation together, my husband and I were together, and the gentleman called to say his wife had kidney stones and that the doctor said she couldn't travel. They were too big to pass, but they were going to do an operation on her on the Monday after the weekend. They weren't going to operate over the weekend, but she was to stay home. So I asked if it would be okay. You know, I needed to be certified as a healer, and I had to have examples from people that I heal in order to pass the ordination. So she said yes, and what I did is I called upon Mother Mary and other healing angels to go to her. I gave her name and where she was located. And what happened when it came time for her to go for surgery the following Monday, she asked the doctor. Now, I did not tell her to
Barbara?
Ask the doctor for x-rays, but he said, well, wait a minute. We just did them on Friday. Did you pass? You couldn't have passed. They were too large to pass. And she said, no, I don't think I passed them, but I don't have any pain anymore. So, and to quiet her, he gave her x-rays, and the stones were totally gone. The angels did that. I did not have any part of that. I just put in the request for them to do what needed to be done.
What a great story. Well, Barbara, we're out of time. We have gone
through
the half hour just like that. You are so fascinating. That's a great story. Well, listen, everybody, Barbara Hardy will be back again next week. Jim Masters will be here with her, and we'll continue on in through September. Thanks for being with us, Barbara. Folks, more information, go to angelconnections.com. Angelconnections.com. You can learn about Barbara's books, her programs, and her story. It's amazing. I love chatting with you, Barbara. Thanks so much for being with us. It's been great again. Okay?
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it.
You're
Bye-bye.
Very, very welcome. That's it for this edition, everybody. Have a great day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
Indeed, we certainly do. That's it. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us, everybody. See you next time here on CUTV News Radio. Have a great day. Bye for now.